So my name's Sean, and I work in market research and mainly in medical devices, diagnostics, connected and digital health. Yeah, and that's sort of what I do. Okay, so the research I see happening is extremely limited, and it is just anything that I've ever discussed with Marilla, right? It's not something that I seek out in either daily life or, it's not something that I'm engaged in that way. The bit that when we do speak about all the charity work and the courses and where Marilla wants to take her life and where she wants to get involved with, I think one big thing, and I see this a lot, is awareness, right? And when I say awareness, I do my job in is market research in medical devices. That's very sort of straightforward, dry stuff, right? The thing that gets me excited is that I get involved a lot with digital therapeutics and those kind of things, right? And that's something that most people don't know about at the moment, what it really is, what it entails, and what potential it holds, and indeed whether it's actually going to become something tangible, real in future, right? So I guess I look a lot into the sort of the potential of where digital therapeutics can go. And what we come across is all the time is it's about awareness, about people not knowing really what it's about. And then, we talk about the NHS and the limitations and the struggles with any sort of provision of not only healthcare but well-being nowadays, right? And I do feel optimistic in the sense that we seem to be in a world where there's less blind ignorance about things. People want to get involved. People want to be involved in things. They want to be aware of things. They want to be more aware of how we as humans work, I guess, right? So that's sort of optimistic, but inherently, and this is sort of going closer to, I guess, our history together, Marilla's history and my history together, is the fact that I think human beings, as kind and benevolent and nasty and ignorant we can all be, we are quite self-centered on our own trajectory. So as much as I might be a good, inverted commas, human being, if something like autism isn't something that I've come across or is something that sort of crosses my path, I'm not going to be interested in it, right? And so a bit of our history, we met in a flat share a few years ago. And it was sort of one of those typical London flat shares where, loads of people and nobody really necessarily wants to know each other kind of thing. We started having dinner together all the time, right? Every evening almost. And it got to the point it's like texting each other. So, oh yeah, are you going to be there? And there was no sort of romantic thing about it at that point. It was just like really appreciating each other's company in a big city. And Marilla's always been really open about who she is, what she's about, what her interests are, what she thinks she's good at, and where she criticizes herself. And I guess a lot of our conversations were based on that. So that was the first time that it was sort of autism. So, okay, you're autistic. And years before that, the only sort of thing that I came across was, okay, autism with special interest makes it, some individuals have extreme talents. Right? So it would be something that you hear about, say, look at this painting. One example that I think I'm not an expert, but sort of is very related to autism was this man who was flown over Berlin in a helicopter. And then they asked him, said, can you just from memory draw this? And he had half an hour, 45 minutes. And in sort of, I think 18 hours flat, he drew the entire landscape, the buildings to detail. And not only was that fascinating to see, and that's obviously why it was so publicized, but also there were other things. He did it in 18 hours, almost to exhaustion, because he had to. There was no way for him to take a break, stand back, and, okay, let's have a drink and sleep. He did it all in one go, to the point where he had to go to sleep afterwards, right? And that was the only sort of autism that I was aware of. And then years later, I met Mari, and then suddenly it becomes something that you get more involved in. There are different sort of spectrums and levels and different sort of special interests and those kind of things. And then naturally, because it's crossed my path, I myself become more aware of it. it enables me to understand Mari better, I guess, and understand sort of our interaction better. All right, that's me, right? I think about all those people out there that it doesn't cross their path, or they don't cross other individuals. And so there's some sort of awareness, and through the work that you do and you do, and like, you know, anybody here, in, except for me in the room, I guess, it's all about the awareness. And then you can start taking it into different directions. Then we can start talking about, right, it's not necessarily that it's healthcare in terms of prevention, treatment, it's a tablet, a pill that you take, or an app that you download that makes you feel better, although I think that's closer to sort of well-being. But then we can start thinking about, okay, what does well-being mean? How is your potential reached through what we have discovered together and work towards, right? So for me, the core when it comes to research is all about building awareness, knowledge about the topic, but then building awareness. I think that's why, you know, I say when it comes to research, it's not only about driving awareness, okay, this is something and this is sort of what it is, but, you know, I guess a simple example would be, I can show you a bonfire and then I can sort of tell you how we lit it. Still doesn't mean that you understand how it chemically works, right? So there's sort of both these legs that you want to stand on in order to drive the field towards reaching that potential. Yeah. I'm a great believer in humanity, right? I think the fact that years and years ago we said, all right, let's fly to the moon because we can, and we did it. I think that holds, that in itself is an example of what the human potential holds, right? But that doesn't mean that with this great entity, which is, you know, not ignorant, aware of everything, and doesn't make mistakes. In fact, I believe that right now we're at this crossroads almost, and we'll have to decide where we want to go, because the knowledge that we have at the moment, and sure, throughout centuries, people always thought we're at the top of our game here, you know. We're at this point where we need to decide. We have all the knowledge resources to create a world for ourselves which is completely self-reliant, green, if you like. Everybody can live in the way that they want to live, happily with each other. There's no need for, you know, the bigger picture wars and all those kind of things. We could have cars running on water. It's not a problem. You know, it could for us be paradise right now. So we have that potential at the moment, but yet our basic instinct, human nature, is the sort of barrier, right? And so when I hear that kind of thing, it just reminds me of that we still to make that decision where we want to go, right? And that's the only way I see it.